Using my GI Bill taught me I can do anything. And seeing me graduate taught my daughter she can too. VA benefits cover tuition, housing, and supplies. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
I always had a private doctor. I didn't think I needed VA care. Then I learned VA is ranked above private care systems nearby and costs less. I'm getting the best care of my life with providers trained to treat veterans. Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the next episode of The Dictionary. And as usual, if you want to contact me in any way, there are some of those social media links in the description of the episode. First word today is acclaim. First form of acclaim, acclaim, and we are at the top of page 8. This is a verb from 1606. Number 1, synonyms are applaud and praise. Number 2, to declare by acclamation. And there's a second form of this, it just says to shout, praise, or applause. I am acclaiming. All right, etymology for this is Latin acclamare, which literally means to shout at. And that is formed from adding ad and clamare, which means to shout. And then there's more at the word claim, C-L-A-I-M. Next is the second form of the word acclaim. It's a noun, 1667. 1, the act of acclaiming. 2, synonyms are praise and applause. Next word is acclamation. This is a noun from 1567. 1, a loud, eager expression of approval, praise, or assent. Number 2, an overwhelming affirmative vote by cheers, shouts, or applause, rather than by ballot. Etymology, I'm guessing this is similar. It's from the Latin acclamation, acclamatio, which is from acclamare, and that is the same as the word acclaim. Next, we have acclimate, A-C-C-L-I-M-A-T-E. Verb from 1792, to adapt to a new temperature, altitude, climate, environment, or situation. To become acclimated. And the etymology is from the French acclimate, A-C-C-L-I-M-A-T-E-R, which is from combining a, or ad, and climat, or I don't know how to, where the emphasis goes, C-L-I-M-A-T, which just means climate. Next we have acclimation, noun from 1801, the process or result of acclimating, especially in physiological adjustment by an organism to environmental change. Next we have acclimatize, and at the end it's an S-E. This is the British variant of the same word with a Z, which is the next word. This is a verb from 1815. It looks like we've got a couple of different forms going on. There's also the noun form from 1614, and the noun says an ascending slope as of a hill. And the only description for the verb is a synonym that just says acclimate. And the etymology is from the Latin acclivitas, A-C-C-L-I-V-I-T-A-S, which is from acclivis, which means ascending, which is formed from adding combining ad plus clivus, C-L-I-V-U-S, which means slope. And there's more information at the word declivity. Next is accolade, A-C-C-O-L-A-D-E. This is a noun from 1623. 1A, a ceremonial embrace. 1B, a ceremony or salute conferring knighthood. 2A, a mark of acknowledgement. Award is a synonym. 2B, an expression of praise. 3, a brace or a line used in music to join two or more staffs carrying simultaneous parts. And the etymology is French accoler, accoler, which means to embrace. And this is from the Latin accolare, which is formed by combining ad and colum, C-O-L-L-U-M, which means neck. And there's more information at the word collar. So accolade and collar, C-O-L-L-A-R, are related etymologically. Next is accommodate. This is a verb from 1550. One, to make fit, suitable, or congruous. Two, to bring into agreement or concord. Reconcile is the synonym. Three, to provide with something desired, needed, or suited. 4a, to make room for. 4b, to hold without crowding or inconvenience. 5, to give consideration to, allow for, as in accommodate the special interests of various groups. And then there's another form, to adapt oneself. Also, to undergo visual accommodation. Synonyms are adapt and contain. Accommodative is the adjective. Accommodativeness is a noun. And accommodator is another noun. Etymology is Latin accommodatus, from the verb accommodare, which is combined, combining ad plus accommodare, which means to make fit. And also from the word commodus, C-O-M-M-O-D-U-S, which means suitable. And there's more information at the word commode, C-O-M-M-O-D-E. I find it fascinating when two words are related in this way that doesn't seem like, that don't seem like they should be, but they are. Next, and probably the last word for today is accommodation. This is a noun from 1603. One, something supplied for convenience or to satisfy a need. So that's the general definition for number one, but now we have 1A. Lodging, food, and services, or traveling space and related services, usually used in the plural, as in tourist accommodations on the boat, or overnight accommodations. 1B, a public conveyance, as a train, that stops at all or nearly all points. 1C, the synonym is loan, L-O-A-N. Number 2, the act of accommodating, the state of being accommodated. 2A, the providing of what is needed or desired for convenience. 2B, synonyms are adaptation and adjustment. 2C, a reconciliation of differences. Settlement is the synonym. 2D, the automatic adjustment of the eye for seeing. My eye is not adjusting correctly. Let's do that again. The automatic adjustment of the eye for seeing at different distances, affected chiefly by changes in the convexity of the crystalline lens. Also, the range over which such adjustments is possible. I did not expect to read a definition like that. And that was the last word for this episode. Thank you for listening all the way through. Until next time, this is Spencer signing off from the dictionary.